I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, we continue our series on spirituality, healing, and faith. My first guest is Dr. Har Hari Khalsa, who has over 30 years in the holistic health field and has been a personal physician to some of the leading personalities in Hollywood, including Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker, and the top spiritual leaders of our age, including Yogi Bhajan, with whom he studied advanced yogi healing techniques for over 25 years. Dr. Khalsa has also been a practicing chiropractor for over 21 years and has mastered the art and science of Satnam Rasayan, an ancient healing art using the transcendent meditative awareness to create profound healing. Dr. Khalsa also specializes in zone healing to correct physical, mental, and spiritual imbalances and has extensive training and experience in diverse and complementary fields, including contact reflex analysis, body restoration techniques, and the Brim Hall 10-Step to Wellness Method. From 1997 to 2000, he was the host of Radiant Health, a cable TV program that featured top experts from all areas of holistic healing. He has written featured articles about health and healing for Allure, Maxim, Cosmopolitan, and WHO magazines, and has appeared frequently on Los Angeles television news shows. Dr. Khalsa holds a baccalaureate degree in biology from the University of Colorado and a doctor of chiropractic medicine from Cleveland Chiropractic College, Los Angeles. He is currently a holistic chiropractor with Banavita Medical Group in Beverly Hills, California. More information is available at www.drharhari.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Har Hari, and I'm anxious to hear about your experiences with healing. What is your background in healing, and what are some of the life-changing events that put you on the healing path?
Well, my name's Dr. Har Hari Khalsa. I'm a chiropractor in Los Angeles, California. I work in the Benavita Medical Center, which is a holistic clinic here in Beverly Hills. I started my healing journey, I would say, I became aware of holistic healing 30 years ago when I had a back problem. I was in a car accident, actually, and a couple other accidents. I think it was a car accident, I was in a ski accident, and I also was in as a cliff diving accident. So I had three major physical traumas within a year that basically put me in a place where I was in constant pain. And I'd been going to Western medicine because that's all I knew at that time. And they basically, the only options they gave me were drugs and physical therapy, which I did. I pursued those for about a year and pretty much found them ineffective for what the problems that I had were. At that point, I started doing yoga, and it was actually a yoga teacher who referred me to a chiropractor. This was back in 1980 when yoga wasn't as big as it is now. But anyway, the yoga teacher sent me to this chiropractor, and literally the first moment I met this man, I had a sense that he could help me. And he did. He actually did help me. I saw him for several years, and he worked with naturopathic medicines as well as craniopathy and chiropractic techniques, and he got me out of pain. And I knew, actually, almost from the day I met this man, his name was Rudy Zupanic, he was a chiropractor up in Eugene, Oregon. I knew the day I met him, I myself was going to become a chiropractor because I felt his healing energy. I had never felt anything like that before from anybody. I felt like this healing presence, like that he was a true healer. And so that was my first experience on the healing path. And I've had many since then, but that was the beginnings of you know, me realizing that that was my destiny to become a healer myself.
Then who is Guru Ram Dass of the Sikh faith, and how has his legacy of healing impacted the world?
Okay, that's a great question, because that's really the next evolution to my own personal healing journey. Mm-hmm. What happened to me is I got into doing yoga, specifically Kundalini yoga, in Eugene, Oregon, when I was going to the University of Oregon, and I really got into it, and I at that time there was a lot of ashrams where people would go and live and practice yoga, kind of like a commune situation, and I really felt like I really wanted to get into doing yoga a lot, because I just felt drawn to the energy and the vibration of the yoga, especially the Kundalini, because the Kundalini incorporates not just the physical but also spiritual. So what happened is I ended up moving into an ashram in Boulder, Colorado. This is 1980. And I had some very spiritual experiences happen there that really cracked open my consciousness, so to speak, to higher dimensional beings that are here to assist us in healing. And one of those being Guru Ram Dass. That's why you're asking me this question. So I'm just going to relate a little story that happened to me that there was like a personal experience I had with this Guru Ram Dass consciousness, because the way I like to speak about it is it's really a consciousness or a vibration of love and healing that can come in when you become receptive to it. So anyway, I'm living at the ashram and doing yoga in the morning. We did a early morning routine of cold showers, yoga, and meditation, and we would start at like 3:45 and go till like 6 every day. And that routine is called sadhana. It's a spiritual discipline. So I was doing that routine every day for months. And then one day, I'm sitting in the chair. They had a massage chair there after sadhana. And I was very, very relaxed and like in that kind of space between being asleep and being awake, you know, and my eyes were kind of fluttering, half open, half closed. And all of a sudden, this apparition appears before me with my eyes kind of closed. So I was actually seeing this being through my consciousness, if you want to say my third eye, if you will. I was seeing this totally light, radiant being literally standing before me, kneeling down. This is a light being. This wasn't a human. This was a total blob of light and joy. And he literally reached forward with his finger, and he touched me right in the heart. And at that moment, my whole body filled with light. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh, my God. And I mean, that transformed me forever, that one experience. And that was Guru Ram Dass. That was the power of Guru Ram Dass coming through that sacred space that we were in. The gurus and the higher dimensional beings come through when you put yourself in sacredness. And that's basically, I positioned myself in the right place at the right time, and I was receptive because I was in a kind of a lucid, almost like a lucid dream, if you will, where that energy was able to come through and into me. So, and the Guru Ram Dass is again, it's a consciousness. He was a person who was a Sikh guru like 400 years ago, but what he represents is actually a stabilized state of consciousness that has the quality of neutrality and total love and healing. So when you tune into this energy, I'm going to just say this energy of Guru Ram Dass, it's very healing. And there's actually a chant that we do, Guru Guru Wahe Guru Guru Ram Dass Guru, which is like the TV channel changer. It's like a channel changer. It helps you tune into that sacred frequency so you can tap into the healing energy that's stabilized by Guru Ram Dass. And that's a miracle mantra. Anybody can use that anytime, in any situation. Guru Guru Wahe Guru Guru Ram Dass Guru. And that'll open the space for a miracle, for healing miracle, or healing or protection. If your life's in danger, that mantra will save you. Very, very powerful mantra, because it tunes you into that miracle energy of divine healing. So that's who Guru Ram Dass is to me.
Now, did I understand that he died many years ago? Because I remember in the 70s, there was a book come out that called Be Here Now.
That's a different Ram Dass. That's Richard Alpert. He's still alive. Richard Alpert's still alive. Mm-hmm. He took on the name Ram Dass. It was given to him by his guru in India. That's a different Ram Dass.
Mm-hmm.
Guru Ram Dass was actually a saint who lived about 400 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, he's a being that lives on the etheric plane, so he's actually an immortal being that's kind of here as a protector for the earth plane people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's who the Guru Ram Dass that I'm speaking of
mm-hmm.
is.
Great. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
Then what is Satnam Rasayan?
Satnam Rasayan. Satnam Rasayan is actually one other tool that Yogi Bhajan, who was our teacher, who was actually a disciple of Guru Ram Dass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even though Guru Ram Dass died 400 years ago,
mm-hmm.
his immortal spirit became Yogi Bhajan's teacher. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And one of the core teachings of the Guru Ram Dass legacy is Satnam Rasayan. And what Satnam Rasayan is, it's a healing method in which one is able to tune in to what we call transcendent awareness or transcendent consciousness and tap into the sacred space of Guru Ram Dass for powerful healing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that example I gave you earlier of Guru Ram Dass touching me in the heart and transmitting
mm-hmm.
light, that's a very simple explanation of Satnam Rasayan. It's basically opening up your consciousness as a healer, and then when you actually come in contact with a patient and you touch a patient, you're actually opening up the portal within that person so they can receive that divine energy coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
Satnam Rasayan is basically a technique in which a healer can tap into that infinite divine healing presence of Guru Ram Dass and transmit it as a healing to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the Satnam Rasayan is not locked in by time and space. So I could be healing a patient in Europe, for example, or anywhere for that case, and have it be just as effective as if I was sitting right next to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's a technique that transcends time and space. It's a transcendent consciousness, so you can literally travel anywhere in the universe and have a very powerful healing effect on either a person or it could be a situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The way this whole thing came about was Yogi Bhajan had a student named Guru Dev. Guru Dev was a Mexican curandero who studied with the Mayan Indians. Okay, he was a Mayan
mm-hmm.
healer. And when Guru Dev met Yogi Bhajan, he was in awe of his aura. He saw his aura and he was like, who is this being? Because Yogi Bhajan was an amazing, amazing yogi that carried this divine grace of Guru Ram Dass wherever he went. So
mm-hmm.
sensitive people who saw him were kind of blown away because his energy field was so vast and so clear that nobody had ever seen anything like it. So
mm-hmm.
when he first met him, he instantly knew that Yogi Bhajan was his teacher. And then, you know, as he started to study with Yogi Bhajan taught him and actually transmitted this consciousness of the Satnam Rasayan to Guru Dev.
Mm-hmm.
And what he told Guru Dev is because classically this ability to heal was handed down from teacher to student. So only two people at one time on the planet ever knew the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So Yogi Bhajan told Guru Dev, okay, I'm now want to break this tradition and I want you to teach the Satnam Rasayan to the world and create a school in which people can actually learn it and experience it
mm-hmm.
without having to be, you know, a disciple of a guru. Anybody can learn it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I started studying with Guru Dev in 1982. And at that point, this tradition had no even name. It was a silent, sacred tradition with no name.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, after like 10 years, somebody was working on Yogi Bhajan who had been trained by Guru Dev, and Yogi Bhajan recognized that this person got it. Like he was tapped into the energy, and he said, okay, we need to give it a name. So he called it Satnam Rasayan, which
mm-hmm.
Satnam means truth is my identity, and Rasayan means deep healing. So it's deep healing in the true name. Okay, that's Nam means name, Sat means truth. So it's It's like a healing in the deepest sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Bible it said, in the beginning there was a word, and the word was God.
Mm-hmm.
So that word, Satnam, also can be like translated to God. So basically it's like a form of God healing. Yogi Bhajan used to have this saying, doctors diagnose, herbs heal, and God cures. and that's really the essence of Satnam Rasayan. It's actually, in a sense, it's curing the person at the deepest level of their being so that they feel a sense of wholeness. Because
mm-hmm.
healing ultimately is feeling whole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Satnam Rasayan is. I hope I did it somewhat justice, but...
mm-hmm. Actually, if God is within... it's really self-healing. You're just kind of providing the things
yeah.
that allow that.
Yeah, it's basically providing the space to allow the healing
mm-hmm.
to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Satnam Rasayan, we actually don't, part of the tradition of Satnam Rasayan is the healer doesn't do anything. It's
mm-hmm.
just to be there as almost a facilitator
mm-hmm.
to allow healing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold that sacred space so that healing can expand and move into a deeper level.
Right, great. Mm-hmm. Then what are some healings that you have seen with the application of spiritual faith?
Okay, that's a good one. I was thinking a lot about this before this radio interview, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you examples from my own patient base,
mm-hmm.
and I'll also give you some examples from friends of mine and other incidences that are related. So.
Mm-hmm.
The first incident I'll give is a woman who came in to see me, I'd say it was probably about 4.5 years ago, and she was diagnosed with rectal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She had a colostomy bag that was on her abdomen, and very unhappy about this. She basically wanted to die.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, she goes, if I have to live with this, I want to die. I don't want to live with this colostomy bag. So what happened was I said, listen, if you are willing to really heal this is what you need to do. You need to come into my office twice a day for 1 month
mm-hmm.
and let me adjust you. And I do a specific form of healing in my chiropractic called zone healing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the zone healing, though, is understanding that relationship between the doctor and the patient and how powerful that is. When a patient comes and has 100% trust that the doctor can heal them,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor says, okay, this is what you need to do. And it could be any form of medicine. It could be surgery, drugs, chiropractic, acupuncture. It doesn't really matter. But the point is that the relationship is key.
Mm-hmm.
She came with kind of an open heart, like, I don't want to live anymore. I'm willing to do anything it takes to get better. And I said, okay, what it's going to take is you need to come in twice a day for a month. And so she agreed with an open heart. And the key here is that she had an open heart and a trust that what I was telling her could help her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she went ahead and did that. She came in twice a day for a month, and I gave her an adjustment, a zone healing. And if anybody's interested in what zone healing is, you can look at that up on my website, drharhari.com, drharhari.com. There's a whole section on my website that explains zone healing. But so anyway, I did the zone healing with her for 1 month, and then she went back to her oncologist, and the oncologist did the exam and basically told her, we can reverse your colostomy. Your tumors have shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
They had shrunk 50% in 1 month,
mm-hmm.
and she was able to reverse it and have normal bowel movements
mm-hmm.
again. So that was like, I would say that was a really good example of how faith is
mm-hmm.
integral in healing, because in order for that to actually happen, yes, the zone healing is a very powerful technique, but her faith that it was going to work for her was
mm-hmm.
ultimately the thing that helped heal her.
Mm-hmm.
It was her own faith that
mm-hmm.
it was going to work. Unwavering, without doubt,
mm-hmm.
no questions. You know, that's the key. For someone to really have a powerful healing using the element of faith, there has to be, the key to the whole thing is no doubt
mm-hmm.
it's going to work. It has to be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And another example that is very interesting was, there was this is through a friend of mine, and this is something that is actually a big story because it's such a huge miracle and related to healing and mm-hmm. faith. Okay, what happened was that there was a, this is in India now, there was a guy who was a nuclear physicist, very bright guy. He was an atheist and didn't believe in God, and he got sick. He ended up getting cancer, and he had tumors in his ears and his head, and he was going to die. And his spine was collapsing. He was very weak. He was on his last legs, and the medical establishment basically told him, that's it. There's nothing else we can do. And so he was on a train in India, and he met this fellow. He met a Sikh. Sikhs are one of the sects of India, mm-hmm. and he was a Hindu. And the Sikh said, well, there's only one thing that I know for sure that could, if anything can help you, this can help you. And he said, well, I'll do it because I don't have any other choice. Mm-hmm. And he said, go to the Golden Temple, which is a sacred place in India that the Sikhs have established for hundreds of years. And it just so happens that the Golden Temple is a temple that Guru Ram Das built, okay, mm-hmm. 400 years ago. And it's in northern India in the Punjab. And he said, if you go there and you have them do what's called an akanpat, which is a continuous reading of the teachings of the gurus, mm-hmm. if you go there and listen to the words of the akanpat, then you will be healed. Mm-hmm. And so he went there with the intention of being healed. So he had the faith, mm-hmm. not knowing anything about gurus or Sikhs or God or no belief in God at all. But the Sikh said, listen, I just know that this can help you. Mm-hmm. And just that, just him telling him that gave him the faith, gave him the belief that, yes, this is going to do it. Mm-hmm. So he went, he lived on water, lemon, and honey. And he sat, he actually couldn't even sit. They laid him down in front of the guru, which is like a book that the Sikhs read out of with all the teachings. And it's a very sacred book with sacred teachings. And he started to, you know, listen to the words. And he laid there for 48 hours, basically, mm-hmm. doing nothing but listening and drinking this water, lemon, and honey. So after about 48 hours, he had this experience that there was like light that came out of the guru, out of this book, and it entered his body, and it literally shattered one of the tumors he had in his ears. He hadn't been able to hear for several years. And all of a sudden, his hearing came back. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, my God, what's happening? I mean, his body was starting to heal. Mm-hmm. And so he never told anybody, but he was totally freaked out because it was amazing what was starting to happen in his body. Mm-hmm. He went home. 2 months later, the doctors reexamined him, and they said, you're cured. Mm-hmm. All your tumors are gone. Mm-hmm. His spine had regenerated. Mm-hmm. He was completely healthy. Mm-hmm. It was a spontaneous remission. It happens sometimes.
Right.
But
right.
He knew for sure. And then this story that I'm telling you is a huge story in India. This guy mm-hmm. has produced a DVD where he's explaining to people how this incident happened to him. He was a complete atheist. He didn't believe in God, didn't believe in anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had the experience. It opened him up, and then he healed. Mm-hmm. So that's another real powerful one I wanted to share. Mm-hmm.
Now, we hear a lot about energy medicine, and how yep. does this relate to the idea of healing with faith?
Well, energy medicine, the way that I view it is this. Anything that you use to introduce into the body to shift energy can help the body heal, just on a physical plane level. Mm-hmm. But when you add in the element of faith, which is belief, confidence and belief, there's really three things, faith, confidence, and belief. When you have those three things, first of all, the practitioner themselves needs to have that as their core understanding of the relationship that they have with their client. Mm-hmm. When they have faith, confidence, and belief in their services, products, and ideas, then when you introduce energy, and it could be in the form of a laser, it could be in the form of a chiropractic adjustment. It could be in the form of a herb or homeopathic or a needle or an energy machine that emits, let's say, we use electromagnetic devices, mm-hmm. scalar energy devices. We use many different forms of energy device. Mm-hmm. But the device is just let's say it's almost like a magician's tool to facilitate the breaking of the shell that that person is holding, or a false belief that they're holding that they actually have a disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy is just to have them feel in their physical body that something's happening. Because mm-hmm. then when you feel it, oh, something's happening. I believe it's going to heal me.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. that simple belief, it's called a placebo effect, will initiate a healing. In a lot of drug studies that they do, the healing effect of the placebo is greater than the drug itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the belief factor and the faith factor that people have of being under the care of the doctor.
Because mm-hmm.
they believe the doctor knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in the setup, so to speak. I mean, it's kind of mm-hmm. a way to say this, but it's really in the setup. And the doctor holds their energy in relation to the patient and in relation to what they do, so that not just the energy of technique is, but the energy of faith is transmitted. That's the most powerful energy, because
mm-hmm.
that's what will heal the person on the deepest level, because it's coming from within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Energy medicine is just a tool to give that person the idea that, hey, yes, I can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have that idea, then they do heal.
Mm-hmm. Then, Dr. Hahari, are there other things you'd like to say?
Let's see. Yeah. What would I like to say? I would like to invite people to go to my website, drhahari.com,
mm-hmm.
and to view the information there about healing. I have a whole series of videos on there where I explain what my definition of what I call principled chiropractic, or we could say the word healing is.
Mm-hmm.
Principled meaning that the main principle is that you heal yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm only here to help take away the stress patterning that got put in there through either a physical stress, a mental emotional stress, or a chemical stress. You get rid of those stress factors, your body automatically knows how to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it doesn't take smarts to heal. What it takes is the ability to remove interference. That's the biggest key to healing, mm-hmm. is removing false beliefs,
mm-hmm.
Physical impediments, and toxins. Those three things.
Mm-hmm.
And the false beliefs are probably the most important, because if you believe that you're going to heal from something that some doctor is going to do to you, that's a false belief. The
mm-hmm.
truth is you're healing because God is inside of you, and mm-hmm. the only thing God knows how to do is heal.
Mm-hmm.
The power that made the body can heal the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key understanding that I want to really impart to people out there who are listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get more of that information on my website, drhahari.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I appreciate this very much. It's been very interesting, and it's a different slant on healing than what many of the listeners have probably heard in the past.
Yep.
So I appreciate it. I thank you.
My pleasure. I really appreciate being with you today and sharing.
Thank you. And now for a word from our sponsor, A Distinctive Style Magazine, by quoting a couple reviews. One reviewer says, "A Distinctive Style Magazine is true to its name, presenting stories with new and interesting angles. Many of the articles, which include interviews, reviews, and lifestyle pieces, have a holistic or environmental focus. It is a thoroughly modern multimedia publication, incorporating video clips as well as background soundtrack within many articles. The artistic presentation and high-definition photography makes the pages a delight to scan through, even before reading the informative pieces. The interviews concentrate either on the person's desire to contribute to others and the environment, or on communicating their own personal health and psychological struggles, and how they have overcome them." The second reviewer discusses several of the individuals interviewed, and I have selected two that are interesting to me because of their health implications. The reviewer says, perhaps the most impactful article in this edition, a spotlight on a crisis bubbling under the surface, Are We Running Dry?, is a documentary narrated by Jane Seymour about the exploding growth of the American population in the Southwest and the very real possibility of water shortages. The feature looks at supply and demand issues in conjunction with a dry climate and the needs for infrastructure improvements. Sharon Winters is up next with an article for our health. Genetically modified organisms are found in an ever-increasing amount of food. What the majority of the public does not know is how pervasive the problem is and how it affects our short and long-term health. Winters advocates cutting out the genetically modified organisms from our diet and gives us some pointers on how to locate them in our favorite food. I know you'll want to go to http://adistinctivestyle.com and subscribe to this amazing magazine. My second guest is Cindy Erb, who was diagnosed with a rare immune deficiency disease in 2004, and after several years of traditional treatment, sought out a spiritual shaman who helped her with her health concerns. She has also written about her suffering and continuing healing in a book, Awakening the Spirit, The Open Wide, Like a Floozy Chronicle. In her book, she discusses her experiences, including how angels helped her change direction to a more beneficial path of healing. Her book was endorsed by Maria Shriver, former First Lady of California and a member of the Kennedy family. Cindy holds a baccalaureate degree in fine arts, and more information is available at www.cerbchronicles.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Cindy, and I look forward to hearing how you have improved from your immune deficiency disease and accompanying problems.
First, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. First, tell us about immune deficiency disease and the symptoms you had and the accompanying problems.
Well, I have a rare immune deficiency disorder that I was born with, and basically what happens is your body attacks itself because you don't have either enough antibodies or any antibodies to fight against infection. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, over my lifetime, I would constantly get sick. I'd have bronchial infections and pneumonia, and it got to a point where I was literally coughing up blood, and I felt like I had the flu 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
My lymph nodes hurt all the time. I didn't know what was wrong with me. It took me years for the doctors to even diagnose me with this disease because most doctors don't recognize immune deficiency disorders. They attribute it to other things. And for years when I'd go to the doctor, they would tell me, well, you don't look sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I found out that it takes on average 9.5 years to get diagnosed properly with this disease.
Oh.
And so most people die from the disease.
Oh.
And like I said, it's hereditary. I'm pretty sure that my father had the same disease. He died when he was only 61 years old. He ended up getting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And cancer is an autoimmune deficiency disease. And so he ended up getting cancer, and then he died at age 61. And what he died of actually was an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And because they couldn't clear it. And so that's what happened to me over my lifetime, was I would get infections and they would have hard times clearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that, you know, by the grace of God, they found mm-hmm. out what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
But even though they found out what was wrong with me and I was getting these infusions, I was still miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out, several years ago, I was considering taking myself out. I hate to say it now, but I was thinking mm-hmm. about committing suicide because I was so miserable. I was in so much pain. I was so depressed. And And an angel led me to a shaman at a local fair.
Mm-hmm.
And a shaman, people will ask, well, what's a shaman? Well, a shaman is a spiritual advisor, is what he does. He teaches about love, understanding, compassion, honor, honesty, and humility, and bringing forth those constructive attributes that are within us all.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this man, and ever since then, my life has changed dramatically, including my health issues have improved dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I still get infusions, but I'm not near as sick as I was. I can function
mm-hmm.
better. This is something that was crazy. I had carpal tunnel disease, and I had surgery on both my arms for carpal tunnel and ulnar nerve surgery. And whenever I met the shaman, I was still having to wear my splints because my arms were hurting so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But within months of meeting him, I quit wearing those splints. I didn't have to wear those splints anymore.
Mm.
So I feel like I've been told that there's no cure for my disease.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's not the right thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I now know that the Spirit of God can heal anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like over time I'm going to be healed. I just have to keep thinking
mm-hmm.
those constructive thoughts and working at it. But
mm-hmm.
it's a journey. It's a journey that I live every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm all about.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned infusions. What are the infusions? Is that...
I don't manufacture my own antibodies,
mm-hmm.
and so every week I have to have, I do subcutaneous. I used to be infusions, they were intravenous, and I had to go
mm-hmm.
to the doctor's office, and it took all day long, it was miserable, but now
mm-hmm.
it's only once a week, and I do it myself, they're subcutaneous, I put like five
mm-hmm.
needles in me,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a blood product that goes in me. It takes like over 4 hours to do it every week. It's
mm-hmm.
not fun,
mm-hmm.
but it's helped me maintain a better life.
Mm-hmm.
I still get infections, but not to the degree. They're decreasing. Since I met the shaman, everything is decreasing,
mm-hmm.
and my pain level is much improved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that is an overnight fix, because What I learned from the shaman was that a lot of health issues, they start because of emotional issues that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to me when I was 9 years old. I was raped. And I internalized all of that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it manifested itself in physical ailments. And so as you clear those emotional blockages, then your health improves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's happening to me, is my health is improving because I'm clearing these emotional blockages.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think you will always then have to have the infusions, or do you think that you will reach a point where those are no longer necessary?
I honestly think that I'm going to reach a point where they're no longer necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that I will always have to have these infusions, that there is no cure for what I have.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
like I said, I think that the power of the Spirit of God can do anything,
mm-hmm.
and that as long as I continue my journey of bringing forward those constructive attributes, that I will continue to get better and better, and I'll reach a point where I'll no longer need the infusions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, I also recognize that there's a greater power that is looking after all of us, and that we're all on this journey of life, and we come into this world for different reasons. And
mm-hmm.
and this is a challenge for me. That's the way I look at it. It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we come with challenges, and we don't know what they're for. And it may be that I do not clear this in my life. I mean, I'm thinking I am going to clear it,
mm-hmm.
but it may be that the Spirit knows there's a reason for me to have this.
Right.
But the key is that I'll be able to manage it,
mm-hmm.
and it won't just take over my entire life where I cannot function.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did the shaman that you met teach you that helped you to heal?
Well, what he taught taught me was, number one, is that we all are part of the whole of God.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in a Christian background. I was raised in a Catholic church, and my mom was devout Catholic, and I was always taught about, you know, that God is everywhere, but
mm-hmm.
I never really truly understood it,
mm-hmm.
that God being everywhere also means that he's right inside of me, because I was also taught that God sits in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
there was always this disconnect to me, was that he's sitting up in heaven, and when we die, we'll be joined with him again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it never really was made clear to me that if he's everywhere, he's not just outside of me, he's inside of me.
Right.
The shaman has this quote that he always would say, we are all part of the whole and not separate.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was discussing was that we're all part of the whole of God and not separate.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole is, we're part of the universe, we're part of everything. And so that means that we have unlimited ability within us, because the spirit can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says we're all part of the whole, that means that that both goodness and destructive, I like to say constructive and destructive,
mm-hmm.
attributes exist within all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a choice as to what we want to bring forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring forward those constructive attributes of love, understanding, compassion, honor, honesty, and humility. And that's what I strive for every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning, understanding that helped me start to release some of the emotions, the destructive emotions that I had as a result of the rape and the tragic childhood events that I endured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of releasing some of these destructive emotions before you can heal. Because
right.
when you hang on to those destructive emotions, you continue to spiral down into the destructive thoughts, and you can't let the goodness come forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I learned, was it's a matter of dissolving
mm-hmm.
those destructive emotions.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that we're a microcosm of the universe, and you said that we have constructive and destructive forces within us, and the universe also has the same, so that there are those forces that are constructive and those forces that are destructive within the universe. And you see this frequently in politics, and you see it throughout the universe, because it's
yes.
there.
Yes, I agree with that.
Another way is to say divisiveness. I think divisiveness, negativity, I guess you can label the destructive things many ways, but I think we have those forces, and as I say, I think the universe also, because we're part of the universe, and the universe is part of us.
Right. And the other thing is when you think about when the law of manifestation, the law of attraction, it's all about your thoughts create your
right.
world. Well,
mm-hmm.
well, that's all true when you realize that when you have the spirit within you, just everything that you think about, and this is something that they're proving with quantum physics,
mm-hmm.
is that what you actually think can actually change your world. Now, you have to put some action behind it,
right.
but you sit there and you think, if you stay in a destructive mode all the time, then yes, you're going to have things go on with you. And the other thing that I want to make very clear is that people will say, well, that's you know, you're at fault because you're doing that. And it's like, no, you're not at fault. None of us are at fault,
mm-hmm.
because we're only operating on the knowledge of what we know at the time. And whenever the spirit comes into the physical body, where I call it the intellect, is always like in this fight against the spirit, because the physical body's job is to protect the body at all costs. And so if you have some trauma that happens to you, it's doing what it was designed to do, to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you end up having those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But once you realize that you are part of the whole of God, then you can start to dissolve those emotions and realize how the body functions in connection to the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, do you have any evidence that using a holistic spiritual approach to healing has really helped you feel better?
Well, yes. I mean, my evidence is that when I first met the shaman, I had like about 7 infections that year that I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is despite getting infusions. But now those infections have decreased to about a couple a year.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, I had carpal tunnel severely. The carpal tunnel has disappeared. And so as time goes on, I'm getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I still have issues with my lymph nodes. They
mm-hmm.
still ache, and I still feel like I have like an achy feeling lots of times. But since my attitude has changed, I can
mm-hmm.
it's like I can deal with it better.
Mm-hmm.
And every day that occurs, I mean, the first thing I do in the morning is I get up and I thank the spirit for everything that has happened in my life, including that rape,
mm-hmm.
because it was a gift to me, because I couldn't be in the position that I am now
right.
to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I do feel like I have quantifiable evidence that I have improved
mm-hmm.
dramatically.
One thing you need to be careful of that I've read from affirmations and all, and people that I've interviewed that do affirmations, is
mm-hmm.
never talk about I'm going to be free of the immune deficiency disease, or I am going to be free of symptoms, because your unconscious will pick that up and you'll never reach it. So you have to say, I am
free.
I am free. I am healthy. I am well. I am whole, etc. But it has to be I am. Not,
yes, and
I will.
And yes, and I agree with that. And the shaman, he tells me that all the time. He's like,
mm-hmm.
you're still holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I said, it's a process and it's a journey that
mm-hmm.
we're on, and
mm-hmm.
it's not something that you can clear overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to work at it, and that's what I'm doing. Is I'm working at it, and I appreciate you bringing that to my attention
mm-hmm.
so that I can be more cognizant of it.
I guess your shaman's giving me a little push to say that, right?
He did, because he's everywhere. I can tell you that.
Then, Cindy, can you tell us about the help you can offer to others and the book you have written?
Yes, I wrote a book about my experiences, and the only reason I started writing was after meeting the shaman. I had never dreamed that I would ever write.
Mm-hmm.
But within months of meeting him, I went home and started journaling my painful childhood experiences. And soon, I realized that my book might be able to help other people, especially victims of rape and
mm-hmm.
sexual abuse, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And there are... we're at epidemic proportions on domestic violence and abuse, because
mm-hmm.
there are 1 in 4 women who will be raped or sexually abused in their lifetime, and 1 in between 20 or 33 men. The statistics don't really show
mm-hmm.
what the true numbers are, because people don't speak about it
right.
because of the shame and the guilt. So my passion now is to help others heal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody who has adversity, if they read my book, they can heal from adversity, start on that journey of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm about. I'm about changing humanity's attitude towards, you know, spiritualism, and to lift people up. That's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you empower one person or make one person happy, that person can affect another life.
Mm-hmm.
We can change the world, make the world a better place, a more constructive place to live,
mm-hmm.
one person at a time. Because as I said, we are all parts of the whole and not separate. Therefore, everything that I do can have an effect on somebody else, because we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cindy, do you have a practice?
I do not have a practice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of, I write articles online
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
promote my book and I sell my book and
mm-hmm.
I speak to women's groups
mm-hmm.
and I'm working towards having a voice, a loud voice
mm-hmm.
of getting my message out. And
mm-hmm.
one of the ways I'm doing that is I'm approaching nonprofits
mm-hmm.
to use my book as a donation tool for
mm-hmm.
those nonprofits to raise money for nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
especially rape and abuse crisis center and domestic violence centers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a website, and how can the listeners reach you if they want the book and if they want
to? Yes, my website is www.cherbchronicles.com, and that's CHERBCHRONICLES.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a contact form that you can reach me through there. And the name of my book is Awakening the Spirit, the Open Wide Like a Floozy Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been endorsed by Maria Shriver, who's the First Lady of the state of California and a member of the Kennedy family. So I'm very, very proud of it.
Right.
And you can go onto my website. I have some free information there that people can access. I also have a blog, and I write. I do article marketing. If you Google my name, you can find me through eZine Articles and selfgrowth.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you keep busy.
I keep busy, as busy as I can.
Well, I appreciate this very much, Cindy. It's been interesting, and I know that those women that are suffering abuse and all, it will be helpful to them. Knowing someone else that has gone through it and come out on the positive side, and also knowing that they can reach you through your website. So I thank you very much.
I thank you also, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Thank you.
All right.
I thank you for joining me today on this program in the Faith, Healing, and Spirituality series. I hope some of the information was useful to you. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where each show is placed on the Sunday following broadcast and is free for your listening. Go to the blog and click on the streaming button. In addition, all previous shows are archived there. Also, I place the latest research on cancer and other related topics there twice a week. I also invite you to look at my products for sale, including my most recent book, Healthy Holistic Aging, that tells you how to live into your older years free of prescribed medications and illnesses as I have. Now, at age 78, I have no chronic illnesses or prescribed medications. I also have some ebooks and a CD on smoking cessation there. You can also sign up for my free monthly email, Healthy Holistic Aging Newsletter, to be mailed to you. I look forward to having you with me on my next show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.